I guess, can you just first start talking about the defense, 7 sacks today?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good mesh today between coverage and rush. And there were times I think, you know, they might have had guys open and we got there in a hurry in the front. And then other times where we covered well, gave those guys an extra second or two to get back there. And they were able to make plays, getting them down. So that's big for us. You know, E-Rob making some big plays with getting sacked. So that's always good for the defense. Start getting to the quarterback. It just helps us overall.
Devin, after two great performances on the road, it seemed like a bit of a sloppy performance at home today. And there have been a few of those this year, Carolina, the Chiefs. Why do you guys maybe have sloppier performances at home than on the road?
I don't know. If we knew that, we'd play. I mean, if we had those answers, we play great every week. You know, it's just a balance of, you know, putting on the work during the week and then trying to come out here and play well, whether it's home or away. You know, we knew coming in these division games are never easy. You know, next week's going to be another hard test, and then we'll go to Miami and play these guys again. So, you know, I think that's the National Football League is trying to find consistency, is trying to play well every time you step on the field. And, you know, I think overall, though, the most important thing is to get a win and try to learn from it.
Devin, arguably the biggest play of that game was Stephon's interception right before halftime. What did you see on the play, and how big of a play, in your mind, looking back on it, was it?
It was a good job just understanding the situation. You know, they had really a one play left, and usually teams, you know, one play and, you know, you throw it up and you try to throw it into the end zone. If you don't get it, you kick a field goal. But, you know, when you come down with interception, now you take all the points off the board. So Steph did a good job just man-to-man coverage. Ball kind of hung in the air. He got his eyes back and made a good play. So that's been the key for us, you know, the last couple of weeks defensively, trying to play well situationally, third down, red area, and then trying to come up with big plays, some type of turnovers and stops, and that's helped us out a lot.
Hey, Devin. This is the 11th straight game that you guys did not allow a point before halftime. What does that say about your defense? And actually, this is the seventh time during the streak you've held the opponents under 17 points.
I think the key thing we talk about each week is trying to keep points off the board. And, you know, Coach Flo says it every week. You know, every time we get a red area stop, we're closer to winning. Every time we get off the field on third down, we're closer to winning. So we're just trying to put all that together. You know, obviously every play is not going to be perfect. You know, if they get in the red area, it's all about flipping the page and figuring out how to get a stop and make them kick three or get a turnover. So I think we understand, you know, what we're trying to do defensively, and we're trying to just keep that going each week.
Devin, you had about 6 players go down today. You hate to see your teammates go down, but could you talk about Nate Ebner on that fake punt and what he means to this football team?
I mean, he just did a great job on that play, you know, realizing whatever we had called during the week and taking advantage of it. But that's the nature of football, you know, guys going down. But guys will come back in here tomorrow, do everything they can to get back out there on the field. All tough guys will understand football. You know, as Mayo used to say, it's 100% injury rate. So we'll all work hard and try to stay out there.
Off that real quick, confidence in your defense on a 4th and 9, going for it, you know, on a fake kick. If they don't get it, you got a short field. How much does that mean to you?
Yeah, I think for us as a team, that's been big. You know, talk about complimentary football comes from confidence and faith in every group, you know, offense, defense, special teams. And I think we have that right now. You know, if we slip up on defense, you know, offense goes out there, has our back. You know, special teams makes a big play. Defensively, we got to capitalize or offensively capitalize. And I think when we're playing our best, we're complimenting each other the right way and picking each other up. So no matter what, we got to continue to do that because those also lead to victories.
Hey, Devin, what did you think of the job Jonathan Jones did today? It looked like he had Jarvis Landry for a good chunk of the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job all year. Really, whoever he's been matched up, you know, he's worked a lot in the slot, but he's been outside too. He's another one of our guys out there, just great versatility, able to obviously plays a lot of roles in special teams, but defensively kind of being able to be a good communicator when he's in the middle, but also being able to be wherever we need him. And that's been really good for us this year. Throughout the year with, you know, Steph being down and Bad being in there or E-Row being, you know, Jay Jones has been able to really fill every role that we've needed him, and he's made big plays, and he continued that today.
Devin, I just want to ask you about Deion Lewis. I mean, you must try to tackle him in practice sometimes. How difficult, how slippery is he?
He's tough, man. You want to try to get as many guys around him. But he runs with so much confidence, and, you know, he runs with anger at times. You know, I think a lot of people think because he's a little guy, you know, you can get a hand or two on him and you'll be able to bring him down. But he, you know, since he, I mean, for me, since college I played him, you know, he's always been tough to bring down, not just juking guys, but, you know, getting angles on guys and trying to make them, you know, make tackles with one arm. He's going to run through those arm tackles, and, you know, he was big for us today and, you know, really all year in the running game and the passing game. You know, him being able to step up and make plays has been big for us.
Devin, from the beginning of the season when you guys were having a streak of giving up around 30 points a game to this last stretch of games, how much has the level of confidence in the defense changed considering the level of injuries you guys have gone through?
I think guys have just understood that, you know, what we do the week before doesn't really matter. It's not really about confidence from week to week. From the game, it's about building that confidence up throughout the week. You know, in our preparation, on the practice field, film study, going over things as a group, you know, I think that's where we've been gaining our confidence, knowing that we're doing everything during the week, that when we take the field Sunday, everybody's focused, everybody's locked in on what we need to do on every defensive call and things that come up that teams do that we're not used to. We go over that. And I think that's what really gives guys confidence. And I think each week we try to empty that, you know, coming into Wednesday and build it back up so it's ready to go Sunday. And you know, it's always tough to do week in and week out, but I think we understand that's what we need to do. And, you know, by doing that, you know, we give ourselves a chance to come out and play well on Sunday.
Final questions? Devin, as a leader of the defense, just curious your impressions of Eric Lee, a new teammate who came in on Tuesday. I had a sack at the end of the game, and just what you've noticed just from him over the last couple of days and how you think he might be able to help you guys?
It's always cool to see guys come in, you know, late in the season to see the work they put in and the coaching staff to get a guy who just comes in ready to go by Sunday. And obviously he did a great job of showing up and getting in there. But I think that's a credit to him and BD of going over things and being ready to go when his number was called today. So excited to see him. He's been working his butt off since he got here. And I'm sure, you know, the more he learns, he'll be out there. He'll be able to make some plays.